and that alters the shape of the droplets. The droplets are forced to flatten and to join together into a single sheet of water, rather than remaining as single droplets, each of which is a sphere that scatters light in different directions. Okay, so instead of being scattered, the light passes through the thin sheet of water, so there's no fogging effect. The ultra-thin coating can be made more durable by heating it, and of course the object it's applied to an extremely hot temperature, 500 degrees Celsius. What that does is burn the polymer away and fuse the silica nanoparticles together while maintaining the structure of pores. But that's possible only on materials that can withstand high heat. Glass? Yes. Plastics? No. But they're working on solving that problem, trying to come up with a way to coat plastics and other materials durably and effectively. Interestingly, it was a plant, the lotus plant, that inspired this work. I guess you could say inspired it in an indirect sort of way.